you know that there is a food co-op getting ready to open in the Hilltop District? I spoke with a member of Grit City Co-op about what is happening and how you can help. This is Louisa Beal with Radio Tacoma, and I'm talking with Douglas Cannon, who is a member of the Grit City Co-op. Douglas, tell me about it.
Well, hello. Grit City Co-op, though it doesn't have it in its name, is a prospective food co-op.
Nice.
And Tacoma has struggled through the decades, I can say, with having a food co-op. Currently, there's only one, and it's way in the north end. We aim to serve a constituency that's more centered and that's more in need of good food and service and community built around food. Mm-hmm. So we're aiming to open a store in Hilltop because we have a location identified there, but we initially were aiming at Hilltop or Central Tacoma, a little wider area.
Yeah. Well, it's in desperate need of food outlets in that area.
Well, that's right. It's not only that, but Tacoma's been in desperate need of a kind of community built around buying food and shopping for food.
Yeah, yeah. And awareness, too. I mean, awareness, where does your food come from? I mean, you know, half the time, you know, we buy it in little plastic bags and that's it.
Well, that's right. And food distribution is very concentrated with a very few producers and distributors. And that's bad for all of us. And we've had a lot of evidence of that in recent years. And we aim to have some independence from that centralized, concentrated system.
Yeah, yeah, very true. You know, because a co-op, from what my understanding, it's like it's owned by the people.
Well, that's right. A co-op is owned by its members. People have a little bit of a misconception, and when you use the word member, because that word is used by outfits like Costco, and it's used by public radio. But members of a co-op own the co-op. We sometimes call them equity members to make it clear that if you buy a share, that you it's like owning a share in the co-op. Uh-huh. Sometimes we say owner members, but those are kind of complicated terms. But a member of a co-op is an owner of a co-op.
That's really good. That's amazing. Do you have a space now, or where are you in this process?
Well, it's been kind of a long road. We have T-shirts that say we were established in 2017, and that's really true, that we've been trying to organize for 5 years now. We do have a space identified at long last, which is quite promising, and it's on the corner of 9th and Martin Luther King.
Oh, wow.
There's a number of buildings going up in that general area, and a developer there on that corner has a 5 or 6 story building that's actually starting to lease apartments. And we've been talking with them about a space in the first floor, a retail space. And we have a letter of intent that has been sent to them saying that we intend to open there if we can satisfactorily negotiate a lease. They've offered us quite promising and favorable lease terms. They have some history with this. The same developer owns a building at the corner of 15th and Market, where they have cooperated with Campfire Coffee under similar terms. And they've really have welcomed having, you know, community independent retail in their building. So they have a pretty good track record that we can depend upon. But they've talked about very favorable lease terms to help us get started.
Oh, nice. Nice. You talk about members. What's the benefit of being a member?
Well, I know people are kind of oriented toward me first, but I want to emphasize that to begin with, I'll talk about other benefits, but the real benefit to you and to the community of being a member is enabling us to have a co-op.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a rich uncle, as I often say. It's not a capitalist business where somebody comes along and makes a big investment hoping to have a big take.
Right.
We need members to have a co-op, to cooperate.
Yeah.
But as for individuals, there's having a vote, having a stake in selecting the board, even being on the board, mm-hmm. and replying to any kind of surveys about what we should do, when we should be open, what we should carry.
Nice.
If the co-op flourishes, there are benefits to members in terms of perhaps discounts or some kind of member reward at the end of the year. Maybe some of our listeners are members of REI, which is a co-op and which began actually in very, very modest circumstances in the attic of somebody's house who was a mountaineer, I think in the 40s.
Uh-huh.
But by now, if you ever shop at REI, they ask for your phone number if you're a member, and they record your purchases and you get a kind of a annual benefit. I'm not sure how it works because I'm not a member myself, but right. I don't know whether you actually get a check or whether you get some kind of credit for future merchandise. But that's typical of a co-op that's prospering.
Sure. Sure.
Other co-ops I know provide something like 10% off periodically on a purchase.
Yeah, and it seems that if someone is a member, then they would be able to help decide and vote on all of those things.
Well, no, that's an essential part of it. And unlike a corporation where the biggest stockholders have the biggest say-so, again, that's familiar to you, your listeners, from hearing about Tesla or hearing about Amazon and their mm-hmm. huge ownership by the people you've all heard of. Mm-hmm. In a co-op, it's one member, one vote.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have as much say-so as anybody else has.
Right. So how can people become members?
Well, we have a website at gritcitycoop.com. And under that, there's a number of pull downs, of course. Of course, it tells all about it, including what the terms of membership are. But there's also a pull down under join.
Mm-hmm.
And you go there and you can click, and it has a way of using your credit card as people are used to doing. It mm-hmm. costs $100.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for people say a lifetime membership. I mean, it's ownership.
Oh, yeah.
You own it as long as the co-op exists. You own your share of it.
Oh, wow. Really, so it's not like a yearly fee or anything.
No, it's not dues.
Yeah.
You're buying something that you'll own forever.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then, I mean, I say forever, not literally, I'm sure, because nothing's going to be forever. But as long as the co-op exists, you own your share. And actually,
yeah.
the website makes clear that you can give up your membership and have a refund with the approval of the board.
Uh-huh.
So you can think of it as a kind of investment.
Sure, sure. That's really cool.
Now, if you don't like to use a credit card, it specifies there that you can write a check or mm-hmm. get in touch with somebody and provide cash. But almost everybody just uses that convenient credit card method.
Sure, sure. So how many members do you have so far?
Well, we're inching toward 300. We varied a little bit in the pace that we've picked up membership. We had a really steep enrollment curve in the 2018-19 period when we were first organizing, and everybody mm-hmm. was excited to have this prospect. But then COVID came along and kind of whacked us because we didn't have a lot of public events where we show up.
Yeah, but that put a crimp in a lot of things.
So, but in the last 6 months, we've picked up quite a bit.
Oh, good.
So, as I say, we're going on 300. Our aim we set some time ago was 500. And I think with the prospect of actually opening and having a location that's reasonably certain that we'll continue to recruit a lot more members. Understandably, people were sort of saying, well, you know, I'll sign up when I think this is really going to happen. And I appreciate that kind of skepticism.
Well, but it's not going to happen if people don't sign up.
Well, that's right. And I really want to emphasize, I think people sometimes think of this as $100 out of their grocery budget, which would be a big hit for almost anybody.
Yeah.
but it's more out of your savings budget. It's an investment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited about this. So I want to talk to you again once you get the place secured and you know a little more about the timeline. But in the meantime, are you having membership meetings?
Well, let me say something about the timeline and also about getting together. Our biggest event that's close at hand is at the Hilltop Street Fair, August 27th, mm-hmm. For most of the afternoon. And we'll have a booth there, but equally importantly, we're going to have a presence in the space itself.
Oh, nice.
So people would be able to come down to that building on the corner of 9th and meet someone who's there in the space, one or more people, and see where the prospective store is actually going to be. Mm-hmm. We also have projected our annual meeting, which again will be in that space in the Coase building.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Now, our letter of intent that we have sent to Coase projects our opening by July of 2023.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a long ahead as things like that go. But that very much depends upon our having cooperation. It's a co-op and we need cooperation both uh-huh. for funding, but also for organizing. When we get to the point of setting up the store, no doubt we'll need volunteers to help us, you know, with the store set up and even things like stocking.
Yeah.
We're not sure whether we'll be able to open as a full-scale store that soon, but we're determined to open at some level of service and have the hope that as we have something going, then more and more people will want to join in.
Yeah, kind of snowballs.
Yeah. We very much welcome support and actually need support, really, even right away. A lot mm-hmm. of what we need support with is reach out, you know, what they like to call marketing. I mm-hmm. think of it more as kind of community organizing.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
But we have events like this one on Hilltop Street Fair where we need people to be at the table in the booth and to be actually in the Coase space and welcome people.
Okay. And so that is August 27th.
August 27th.
And where is it?
It's on Martin Luther King Way. That the street fair will go for 4 or 5 blocks.
Oh, the whole street. Sure
where our booth will be.
Okay.
But somewhere I hope centered. But then the Coase location, of course, is in the building on the corner mm-hmm. of 9th and MLK. It's hard to miss.
Okay. And that's where you're meeting on October 1st.
Is the annual meeting. That's where that'll be held as well.
Okay. Annual meeting, October 1st at the building. Cool. Very cool.
I'll just mention two other things. I don't know whether anybody listening is ready to make any kind of real gesture here, but there's two more technical things that we need support with. One is sort of social media and website development. Our website has not been able to be updated as much as I wish it were. Note all of these developments. And the other thing is that we're developing a business plan. We already have quite a lot of accounting set up, but we need to have a business plan that will enable us to go to funding sources. Mm-hmm. So anybody who has that kind of business experience or inclination, we would especially value their help.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, not me. I'm older than a lot of technology. So, yeah. But I know there's people out there who it's like second nature to them, posting on Facebook and stuff like that.
Well, that's right. And this kind of support needn't be really that time consuming. If we had somebody who had, you know, 3 or 4 hours a month, that would really be a big help.
Yeah.
They were reliable.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So we'll get that word out.
Well, I appreciate your operation as a medium for getting that word out. You're kind of a similar operation, depending a lot upon community support. And we're all in this together.
We are, aren't we? Yep. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think this sort of covers it.
Okay.
Appreciate your offering us this platform, Louisa. It's really
absolutely.
I think great
help. Yeah. And I'm sure we'll be talking again.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome. Thank you.
I've been talking with Douglas Cannon, a member of the Grit City Co-op. You can learn more on their website, gritcitycoop.com. That's gritcitycoop, all one word, .com. You can meet the members of the co-op at the Hilltop Street Fair on Saturday, August 27th. This is a good opportunity to be part of the life of Tacoma.